You know you have quite a farm and mansion when the stables are many times larger and nicer than many homes. Such was the case for a place called Pebble Hill, a place you can still visit today, just like presidents did. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In 1901, Howard Melville Hanna, who had made his fortune in the mining industry, gave his daughter Kate the Pebble Hill Plantation in Thomasville, Georgia. She began to construct many buildings that are quite large and impressive.
In the late 1920s, she built a massive cow barn, stable, courtyard, and it includes housing for the superintendents that would be overseeing some of the areas nearby, like the cows and the horses.
Lori Curtis says these stables are a mansion into themselves. When the main house sustained heavy damage from a fire in 1934, it grew as well.
So she replaced it with a much larger home, one that would accommodate family and friends for the purpose of entertaining.
After Kate died, her daughter Elizabeth Ireland Poe, better known as Miss Pansy, carried on the tradition of hosting guests.
Some of those more well-recognized names would have been President Eisenhower. He would come down in the 1950s to Thomasville to hunt. And then in the early 1970s, Governor Jimmy Carter made trips here to Thomasville.
Today, this estate is open to the public to see the historic home, buildings, and manicured grounds.
Pebble Hill is composed of about 3,000 acres. 70 are open to the public today. This was a sporting estate, so the land was conserved for the purpose of keeping the natural ecology healthy.
Lori says that while this estate has roots as an antebellum plantation, it was transformed by the wealth of a northern family, creating a winter home and hunting estate. That fact makes it unique among many places you can visit. Traveling the countryside in Thomasville, Georgia, I'm Andrew McCrae.